We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So last night was the debut. There was a buzz in the building for all the reasons. Whenever, I mean, the Pistons did a good job.
Buzz in the owner's suite, too.
Well, there was definitely a buzz on the floor afterwards. They decorated all the seats with blue T-shirts saying, "Welcome to Detroit, Blake Griffin." All the TV anchors were down there broadcasting live. I saw our friend Dan Miller broadcasting live. ESPN had some random reporter there broadcasting live.
Nick Friedell or something.
If you look at ESPN.com, on the front page or the front page is a picture of Blake Griffin. I mean, it's, you know.
I think it was a bigger story nationally than it was here in a weird way.
It may have been. It may have been in a weird way.
Maybe we just didn't realize how huge Blake Griffin was.
But we want to talk to you guys, Piston fans out there, or non-Piston fans who maybe even bought in a little bit last night, 248-539-9797, or on the ticket text 97136. What you thought of the debut. I mean, it went as well as it could go. They won the game. He looked good. He looked very engaged. I mean, engaged with everything. You know, interacting with the fans, interacting with his team, throwing high fives. I mean, obviously the one comic relief moment came at the start of the second half when he came out and for whatever reason was not wearing his jersey. I didn't realize
that guys take off their jersey at halftime.
I didn't either, especially when, you know, they're tank tops.
Yes.
It's one thing if they're football jerseys and the pads and everything, I can see maybe taking those off. But, you know, Blake had a NBA tank top undershirt on underneath his Piston jersey, and he took off the jersey, and I just thought that was kind of weird. And so he took off his warm-up shirt, his shooting shirt, to go out to the court for the second half and realized, oh, geez, I'm not wearing my jersey, so they quickly got him his jersey back. I thought they were going to stick out a red marker and put 23 on it, and then he could just go out there and play. But he missed the first possession of the second half.
Look, it's obviously too early to, you know, make major judgments.
Of course.
But what I saw last night is, you know, when he played for the Clippers, you know, up until this year, you know, Chris Paul was there. He had Chauncey Billups there at one point early in his career. I think he even had Grant Hill at the end. But he had DeAndre Jordan, and he was, you know, part of a really good team. Not a great team, obviously, but a good team. Here, with all due respect to Andre Drummond, I think, just looking at body language, I think he realizes this could be his team. I mean, you know, yes. And I think he kind of took that role last night, especially with Drummond being in foul trouble as well. But just, you know, like you talk about the engagement with the fans, engagement with his teammates, I think, I don't know, body language, who knows? Like I said, it's just one game. I got the feeling that he sees, yeah, okay, look, Detroit, it's not the glamour capital of the world, it's not L.A., but this can be Blake Griffin and the Detroit Pistons.
Absolutely. And, you know, there was watching the game last night, as you were on Fox, you know, they had the, you know, Michael Fulmer recorded a greeting from Florida, "Welcome to Detroit," which I thought was, you know, kind of a cool thing, kind of a cool effect.
Fellow Oklahoman.
Fellow Oklahoman, exactly.
An Okie.
And, you know,
they had Athanasiu and Mantha, too.
I don't think they're from Oklahoma.
No. They did the greeting as well.
But I think what was neat was, we don't know what Blake Griffin, like, we don't know the backstory. But if you think about everything he went through in L.A., injuries. You had the episode a couple years ago where he got in an altercation with an equipment manager. The whole Donald Sterling thing where for that one postseason, they weren't even wearing Clippers shooting shirts, right? Because they weren't. I mean, there was a lot that went on the court and off the court. And so there is the chance that this is a new beginning, a new break. And the Clippers are clearly rebuilding. Those guys, you know, CP3's gone. Clearly DeAndre Jordan, they're looking to maybe dump him. The window for that Lob City thing is slammed shut.
Right.
And while I don't know if the window is wide open here in Detroit, maybe he views this as a new opportunity. So you're right. I don't want to read into one game too much either. But
especially against a team that's not very good.
True. And yeah, true. But our tone towards the trade was not overly positive.
Correct.
And I don't know what the long-term future is for this team financially. But we both did say they are more interesting.
Yes.
And they do have a better chance of making the Eastern Conference playoffs. And I can tell you from the fist bump quotient, which is when I'm watching a game with my son, we had more fist bumps last night for Pistons basketball probably than we've ever had.
Wow.
You know?
You know, I think about how old your son is. You're probably right.
I mean, like when we watch the Lions together or the Tigers together, there are some fist bumps on occasion. Last night, there were a couple fist bumps. And for what that's worth, that's something. Let's go to Scott in Hamburg on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Scott?
Hey, happy Friday, fellas.
Same to you.
Yeah, so just a little bit about the Blake Griffin, the game last night. I was just like you guys, kind of skeptical about the trade. But when I turned on the TV last night to watch the game, just when you turned it on, you could feel the buzz from the crowd from just watching it on TV. And I watched that game from start to finish, and that's probably the first game that I've watched that way in probably 2 or 3 years. So, you know, it was exciting. It was exciting to see Blake and Andre play together, and you're going to get used to hearing the call of Blake to Andre for the dunk. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It was exciting.
So here's the question then, Scott, because I think a lot of people are probably like you. They did tune in last night for the newness, the freshness, and that was kind of the theme of some of the columns coming out of it, like Wojo's. Will you watch tomorrow night?
I will.
Okay.
I most certainly will. And you know what? I may even go see a few games. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because this is the, if you think about it, I'm trying to think that this is the biggest superstar that's been on the Pistons since you can say maybe Mark McGuire or Isaiah. You know what I'm saying? That had that kind of flair, And he even said himself, you know, and even his peers say how hard of a worker he is. So I believe he's gonna fit right into the community. He's gonna fit right into this kind of program. So
it's not gonna be D Town anymore. It's gonna be Blake Town.
All right, thanks for the call, Scott. Appreciate it. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, in some way, you know, after all the cynicism, I don't think Stan made this trade to save his job.
No, either do I.
I don't think Gorse made this trade to bring more people down to Little Caesars Arena. I think both of them looked at the team and said, this team's just not. It's
right.
It's boring.
Exactly.
And we need to do something to inject some life into the entire operation. And if he's any indication, then they have injected some life into the entire organization. Matt in Davidson, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. On my way to work. But I had a couple points for last night's game. That was the first time my family and I have tuned in to watch the Pistons probably since 06. Just to kind of see what Blake Griffin would bring to the team. Cause we were all skeptical like everyone else was, but I had to say, I really appreciated, like, you could see how engaged he was. He kept looking over to the bench, looking at Van Gundy, trying to get the play together, talking to the point guard. He was just really engaged, and you could just see, like, the team was more alive with him on the court. It was enough, though, where I bought my first Pistons tickets I've ever bought in my life, so.
Wow.
They're loving you.
Yeah, I was going to say, 248-377. They are loving these calls right now.
That's good.
Yeah. We should, send these in.
These tickets that we're giving away are very valuable.
Yeah, in fact, let's give you clue number two right now for random Miami-born athlete. He is 38 years old. There's clues one and two for random Miami-born athlete.
We got some ticket texts, too. They need a supporting cast for this trade to work. Our bench is awful. Okay, but that's for right now. You know, when Reggie gets back, you won't have Ish Smith in there starting and playing way too much, number one. And by the way, hopefully Luke can, like Stan told us the other day that, you know, he thinks Luke Kennard's hit the wall a little bit. And man, it slammed in his face last night too.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll, you know, he'll get used to that because he's right. The ticket texter's right. The bench does not look very good right now.
Luke Kennard is entering Matt McQuaid territory for me. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I know he actually does score. I just don't happen to see him do it very often. McQuaid hit a three the other night against when they're playing Penn State, and I didn't see it. Somebody tweeted at me, "Did you see that? McQuaid just hit a three." And I said, "Of course not. Of course I wasn't watching when he actually hit the three." Here's another ticket text. One game at home against a garbage team with the team they want out there, and they barely pulled it out. Give me a break. He doesn't and won't want to be here. You won't be fist bumping for long, Jamie.
Let's enjoy it a little bit. I mean, we're the ones who, you know, did not exactly love this trade, but he's right. One night, they didn't play a very good team, but he's going to be fun to watch whether the team wins or not right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that all said, okay, Blake Griffin's here. Get your, you know, we're going to have a parade down Woodward.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a process, and hopefully they didn't kill themselves cap-wise where they'll be able to build a team. That was my concern, and it still is my concern.
Joe in a car text in, two things unnoticed at the game. Blake seemed very involved in trying to get Stanley Johnson in the game and excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, Tom Gores was definitely enjoying himself while trying to throw T-shirts out in the crowd. That was noticed.
Yes.
That was definitely noticed. I have a feeling today between the hours of 2 and 6, you might hear a drop where he says, move. Just a sense that you might hear that drop today with Valenti and Sully and co. The general theme from the fans so far, and I know there's going to be some naysayers out there, but so far seems to be, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, look, we're naysayers for the trade, but we enjoyed last night. Although, as you know, I get fixated on really stupid things.
Oh, okay.
Like banners and things like that.
Yeah.
I thought they should have introduced them last.
So I didn't see the introductions, mm-hmm. and I was curious how they were going to do it, because the whole basketball introduction thing is, you know, it's like, the best guy, the biggest guy, is always last.
It's
right?
a bit of a status.
It is a status.
Right. And maybe they didn't want to upset Andre Drummond because he's always last.
Yeah, I would think. You got to do Drummond last, I think, right? At least for now.
Except maybe for last night. Last night, I don't know.
Okay.
I would have done
they did it first.
They did him first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. What did Mason say?
I don't remember. From Oklahoma, five-time All-Star, whatever. And by the way, those games would start 2 minutes earlier if Mason just did a little shorter introductions.
No.
It's like 30 seconds on each player.
He has to. That's Mason, man. Come on. Oh, we have the intros? Let's take a listen.
Once again, it's time to meet and greet the ballers who represent the Detroit Pistons. Up first, the forward, the one-time 6'10 former Oklahoma Sooner, making his first appearance on the Pistons court. He is the five-time NBA All-Star, All-NBA performer. Time to put your hands together for the new Piston to see, number 23. This is Blake Griffin.
Okay.
Give him a big Detroit welcome.
That did go on for a little bit long. Griffin.
Griffin.
The man to see, number 23. That part I liked. That would have been enough.
If Mason ever decides he doesn't want to do that anymore, and Ken Calvert doesn't want to do it, because I assume he probably wouldn't want to, you know who they should hire to do that job?
Who?
Leach. He'd be fantastic. The BG, the Griffmeister.
The Griffin Claw.
G-Man. The G-Man.
The Gobbler from Oklahoma.
Griffin Sticks. Blake Griffin Squatch. You're fantastic.
I know.
It would never end. It would go on and on and on.
If I can't do a West Bloomfield game, I should have him take my place.
Ooh, Leach? Oh, absolutely. All right, let's go to Gary in St. Clair Shores. The G-Man from SCS. What's up, Gary?
Last night was the first Piston game I watched all year, and I've never watched a game with Griffin in it the whole game. I'm aware that he's a great dunk. He can dunk, and I've been aware that he's a good rebounder. And I heard he's improved his shot, but what I was most impressed with last night was his defense. And he was assigned to Gasol on that last play. That was the biggest play of the game, really, where he stopped Gasol and didn't foul him. We were up by one, was I think 18 seconds to go. And I'm going to enjoy watching him on defense because he can play defense, and he's going to bring that every day to the Pistons. And I want to make a couple other comments.
Please.
When I played basketball, he got Stanley involved in the game early. And did you notice where he gave him his passes?
On the wing.
I never liked the ball when I was open, down by my feet, by my knees. I wanted it by my chin so I could go straight up and shoot. And he was delivering his assists in a real nice spot for the shooters. Anyway, that's my comments on the game last night.
Well, like you're right on the defense, especially his help defense was really good.
Quick hands too. A couple times he knocked the ball out of bounds cleanly. No, you know, some guys will get called for a reach on that.
It'll be interesting to see how him and Drummond, you know, work, especially again when Reggie comes back and they mesh with their half court offense. But you know, they have potential. Well, something that I always used to love watching was the Fab Five and the high low game with Howard and Weber. They did things that you just didn't see very often in basketball. You know, where they with lobs and because Howard was such a good passer and he could make the 10-footer.
Right. Both those guys are really good passers. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next week before the deadline, too.
Oh, you think it should be Byers?
No, I just think there's something's going to happen, though. I think they're going to make some move. I don't know what.
Did you see the stat they put up last night? In the history of the NBA, only 6 players in NBA history have averaged 20. Is that the stat of the day?
I don't know where you're going.
Whenever I start talking, I hear Stoney Russell papers. I think I'm stealing.
Well, go ahead.
Is it the 6 players in NBA history who have?
No.
20, okay.
No.
Only 6 players in NBA history have 20 points, who have averaged 20 plus points, 9 plus rebounds, and 4 plus assists in their career.
I know. It was incredible.
They are Wilt Chamberlain, Larry Bird, Elgin Baylor, Chris Webber. That's what made me think of this, Gov, because you mentioned this high-low game with C. Webb, who's really one of the great passing big men ever. Billy Cunningham. And Blake Griffin.
Yeah. Pretty impressive
list.
And
that's my stat of the day.
You know, 4 of those guys are Hall of Famers, right?
Yes.
Weber's in.
Weber's up for it.
Yeah. Okay. I actually was there a long time ago and they had stuff in there, so I didn't know if he was already in there.
Right.
But anyways, what derailed Weber to a degree was injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. So that's where I think the only reason why all 3 of us are a little negative about this trade long term is because of that.
Right.
The history says he's not going to stay healthy.
Right. Especially the last 3 or 4 years.
Right.
He's been hurt a lot.
I mean, find me an athlete who, once this started happening to them, it went away. I mean, Matthew Stafford dealt with it the first 2 years, but he hasn't been hurt since.
And he was injured in such a dramatic. I mean, he was thrown violently down to the turf on his shoulder. I mean, that's what's going to happen to a quarterback.
He's approaching 30, you know.
Well, when they got C.
Webb. They can find a. Look, this trade's a success if this team were to make an East final and.
Next two to three years. No, you are correct.
So maybe that's what we should gauge it on. And I think we would be wrong. If they do that, we would be wrong with what our opinion was.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.